Good day, my good black family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Dumisho, aka Soweto, and I'm broadcasting live from South Africa. Today, we are looking at the instructions of Amenhotep. The instructions of Amenhotep was compiled about 1100 before colonization era, with the promising heading of beginning of the teaching for clearing the mind, instructions of the ignorant and for learning. The instructions of Amenhotep represents the beginning of instructions for life, a guide for well-being, in 30 chapters outlining the principles of official procedure and the duties of the courtiers. The instructions informs one how to refute an accusation and how to reply to an accusation and how to set straight path in life. The instructions can assist one to prosper on earth, settle their hearts in a chapel stately of evil, save themselves from the talk of others, and how to become a better person who is respected because of good speech. The instruction ask one to take time to listen to what is being said, give their mind to interpretation because it will be profitable when put in the heart, as it will rest in the shrine of the insights, and remember that the instructions act as a lock in the heart, and when a storm of words come, one will be ready to articulate. The instructions say that one should spend a lifetime with the instructions in the heart. They will find a good fortune, discover ways to be treasured house of life, and their body will flourish upon earth. The concluding section asks one to remember the preceding section because it pleases and instructs, and is the foremost of all books that purify the ignorant. Thus, the books should be interpreted and explained by a teacher or a scribe who is experienced and find the self-worth in being an attendant at the royal palace. Now, let's start with the instructions. Be aware of stealing from a miserable person and raging against a cripple. Do not stretch out your hand to touch an elder, nor snip at her or his ways. Don't let yourself be involved in a fraudulent business. Do not get tired because of being interfered with or of answering a question of your own. Stop and think before speaking. Do not get into a quarrel with an argumentative person or incite with words. Proceed cautiously before an opponent and give way to an adversary. Sleep on a decision before speaking, for a storm come forth like fire in hay. The hot-headed person in the temple is like a tree grown indoors. It can only put forth roots for a moment. The truly temperate person set a self-path like a tree grown in a sunlit field that flourishes and doubles its yield as it stands with sweet fruit and a pleasant shade to reach its end as a statue. Do not take the shares of the temple by violence. Do not be greedy. You will soon find overabundance. Do not take a temple servant in order to acquire the property of another. Do not say today is the same as tomorrow, or how matter will come to pass. When tomorrow comes, today is past. Fill yourself with silence and you will find life. and your body will flourish. Do not displace the Savior's marker on the boundaries of the arable land, nor alter the position of the measuring line. Do not be greedy for a plot of land. Take care not to topple over the boundary mark of the arable land, not fearing that you will be brought to justice. To make yourself prosper, take care of the Lord of all. Do not trample on the land of someone else, for his or her ways, her good order, will be profitable for you. Plow the field and you will find whatever you need. Better is the bushel that God gives you than 5,000 deceitfully gotten. Better is poverty in the hand of God than riches in the storehouse. Better is bread when the mind is at ease than riches with anxiety. Do not set your heart on seeking riches, for there is no one who can ignore destiny and fortune. Do not set your thoughts on external matters. For every person, there is an appointed time. Do not exert yourself to seek excess, and your wealth will be prosper. If riches come to you by theft, they will not spend the night with you. As soon as day breaks, they will not be in your household. Do not be pleased with yourself with the riches acquired through robbery. When you rise, you will offer to God and say, "Grant me prosperity and health," and you will be given the necessities for life and you will be safe. Set your good deeds throughout the world so you may greet everyone. Keep your tongue safe from words of detraction, and you will be loved among the people. Do not accuse a person when the news of an escape is concealed. Do not fraternize with a hot-tempered person, nor approach one to converse. When a person's heart is upset, waves travel faster than wind and rain. Do not address your intemperate friend in unrighteousness. Do not converse falsely with a person, for it is the abomination of God. Do not separate your mind from your tongue. You will be important before others when you are secure in the hand of God. Do not covet the property of a dependent, nor hunger for his or her bread. Do not covet the property of an official. Do not fill your mouth with food extravagantly. Do not deal with an intemperate person, nor associate yourself with a disloyal party. Do not witness a false statement. Do not enroll someone who has nothing, nor make your pen be false. If you find a large debt against a poor person, divide it into 3 parts. Release 2 of them and let 1 remain. Make those actions a path of life and you will pass the night in sound sleep. And in the morning, you will find good news. Better it is to be praised as one who is loved than one who is the owner of a storehouse of wealth. Better is bread when the mind is at ease than riches with troubles. Do not exert yourself or pay attention to a person who says, "Take a bribe." Do well and you will attain influence. Do not unbalance the scale, make the weights false or diminish the fractions of the grain measure. If you see someone cheating at a distance, you must pass him or her by. Do not be greedy for a copper or adore fine clothes. What good is one clothed in fine linen when they cheat before God? Be aware of robbing the grain measure to falsify its fractions. Do not act wrongfully through force. Do not enter into a secret agreement for a deceitful or fraudulent purpose with a grain measurer, nor play with a seed allotment. Do not go to bed fearing tomorrow, for when day breaks, what is tomorrow? God is success. The words that people say pass on one side, and the things that God does pass on the other side. Do not say, "I am without fault," nor try to seek trouble. Be strong in your heart, make your mind firm, and do not steer with your tongue. The tongue of a person is the steering oar of a boat, and a God is the pilot. Do not enter the council chamber in the presence of justice of peace and then falsify your speech. Do not go up and down with your accusation when your witnesses stand red-eyed. Tell the truth before the justice of peace, for fear that they may gain power over your body. Do not corrupt people of the law, nor put aside the unjust person. Take not the gift of the strong, nor repress the weak for the strong. Justice is a wonderful gift of God. Do not falsify the oracles on a papyrus and thereby alter the designs of God. Do not claim to yourself the might of God, as if destiny and fortune do not exist. The property over its rightful owners. Hand the property over to its rightful owners and seek a life for yourself. Do not say, "I have found a strong protector and now I can challenge a person in my town." Do not say, "I have found an active intermediary and now I can challenge whom I hate." Empty not your soul to everybody. Do not diminish your importance. Do not circulate your words to others or fraternize with one who is too candid. Better is a person whose knowledge is inside than one who talks to their disadvantage. One cannot create, only to destroy. You cannot know the plans of God and perceive tomorrow. Seat yourself at the hands of God, and your tranquility will cause them to open. If you are satisfied with false words, enjoy yourself with your saliva, and look at the cup in front of you to suffice your need. If a noble is important in office, it is like the abundance of a well when it is drawn. Do not listen to the accusation of an official indoors and then repeat it to another outside. Do not jeer at the blind person, nor tease a dwarf. Do not taunt a person who is in the hand of God, nor scowl if there are errors. People are clay and straw, and God is the potter. How fortunate is the person who reaches the west and safe in the hands of God. Take as a friend for yourself someone compatible When you see someone greater than you and attendants following the person, respect them. A strong arm is not weakened when it is uncovered. The back is not broken when one bends it. Better is the poor person who speaks sweet words than the rich person who speaks harshly. A pilot who sees into the distance will not let a ship capsize. Do not blame someone older than you disrespectfully, for they have seen the sun before you. As a young person, respect the elder. Let him or her discipline you, and let them find fault with you while you are quiet. Then, when you come before the elder in the morning, you will receive bread freely. God loves those who care for the poor. Do not turn people away from crossing the river when you have a room in your ferryboat. If a steering oar is given you in the midst of the deep waters, bend back your hands to take it up. Well, I ain't got much to say. This is it from me to you. Please follow. If you are new to this podcast, please share the knowledge. I know my podcast isn't that perfect, but I'm trying. But please share and rate. And I love you all. This podcast wouldn't be existing without you all. Thank you for listening. I love you all, and peace out.